A holy neshama needs to dwell in a holy body in order for the neshama to experience peace, comfort, tranquility during its sojourn on this world. Every yid must maintain their holiness, since the neshama within them comes from a place of holiness. So we just read in last week's parasha where Hashem commands Kadoshim Tiyu, be holy, Ki Kadosh Oni, because I am holy. This is a requirement of all members of Klal Yisrael, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. And the parasha told us how to accomplish it. And when we think about it, that is really the minimum we owe Hashem in return for the holy neshama He entrusted in our care. But there is even a higher level of kedusha, which is discussed in this parasha. And that's the kedusha that koyanim need to observe. And we read that they can't marry whoever they want to marry. They can't defile their kedusha, their sanctity, through an involvement with a dead corpse, except for certain exceptions which apply to their immediate family. They're not permitted to have a body defect or to bring a defective animal as a korban. And it makes sense that they have to be holier than the rest of the nation, because they were chosen to bless the nation. So their blessing to a holy people must come from a place of holiness. So they must be holy. And we know that before the Kohanim went into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, they were required to go through a process of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that to take a keli and that to wash the hands and the feet from the kior. And it stands to reason that since we have been commanded to be a mamleches koyhanim begoy kadosh, that we are supposed to be a kingdom of koyhanim and a holy nation, so it stands to reason that we need to emulate the kedusha of the kohanim, and that is the reason why we wash our hands with a cup before we enter the Beis HaKnesses to daven, or the Beis HaMedrash to study Torah, in order to increase our level of kedusha. This is what the pasuk says: Hikon lekrasa lekecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself when you're coming in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since we know that tefillah is like a korban, so therefore it stands to reason that we should also consider what we are wearing when we come to pray to Hashem, just like the Kohen wore special clothes during the time of the Avodah. So also we try to wear more respectable clothes when it comes to tefillah. Many people put on a jacket and a hat. Some people put on a gartel. And there are even pious Jews. They won't even make a bracha on a food item. without being properly dressed. And to the extent that we perceive the holy presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midst, to that extent we try to appear respectful before Hashem. We try to be appropriately covered as befits an audience with the king. We try to heighten our level of Kedusha, the places that we look, the places that we find ourselves, how we speak, the clothes we wear, all of these things play a tremendous role in elevating Kedusha in our lives. The Navi Yeshaya says that in the future, all of Klal Yisrael are going to be called Kohanei Hashem, priests of Hashem. And if this is so, it is understandable why Hashem wants us to conduct ourselves now as a Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh. We need to be a Goy Kodesh because our goal in this life is to attach ourselves to a Kela Kodesh. And in truth, when we think about it, we are all a nation of Kohanim today, serving Hashem and serving the rest of Klal Yisrael in many different capacities. And that's what Kohuna means, serving. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Kohanim from amongst Klal Yisrael, we must also remember that Hashem chose us, Klal Yisrael, from amongst the nations. The Torah tells us these very precious words. Hashem says, "Ulesitcha elyon al kol hagoyim asher osa," to make Klal Yisrael higher than all the other nations. "Letehila l'shem l'siferes." Klal Yisrael will be the most famous nation. And we see that the whole world is always talking just about Klal Yisrael. They have no other subject, just us. Our name is going to be out there. Wherever you look, any newspaper, front page, it's always about Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says that He's going to bring glory and honor to us. So what do we see over here? That just like the Kohanim, the Bnei Aharon, had to live with a higher level, elevated, in order to be the proper representatives of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael also needs to live elevated as representatives of mankind and as representatives of Shiva Mumais. And that is the reason why in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kahana would bring on Sukkot, we are told, Shivim Purim. There were Makriv. 70 Purim. Why? In order to benefit Shivim Mumois. If the Goyim would only understand what they lost when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that we were their advocate. We are their protection. And we call Yisrael. Not only do we serve Hashem, but our existence, whether we understand it or not, serves the entire humanity. And we, Klal Yisrael, due to our stature of Ata v'chartonu m'kol ha'amim, that we have been chosen from amongst all the nations, Lihiyos zekula m'kol ha'amim, to be Hashem's special treasure. So we have been chosen to live on a higher level than kol ha'amim. And kol ha'amim, they live on a lower level. And if this is our mission in life, sanctioned by Hashem Himself, that we need to live on a higher level, and we cannot stoop down to the lower level, then the question begs to be asked, and each and every yid, I believe, needs to ask himself this question from time to time, when we get caught up with goyim, in places where goyim hang out. Why would any Jew, a prince of the king, king of the entire universe, want to ever stoop down to a lower level of Kedusha and copy goyim in any lifestyle, in any dress, in any speech, in any conduct? Why would a Jew want to do that? What does a goy have to offer us? We are so far, far ahead of them in every single aspect in life. We didn't need to remember who we are and what our place in this world is. We have been elevated by the Creator Himself to be a light unto the nations. And that means they copy us. We don't copy them. We need to know that the prosperity of the entire world depends on Am Segula. It depends on us, the Mamlachas Koinim V'Goy Kodosh. This is what our parasha was all about. Higher levels of Kedusha. Even though we are not Kohanim through birth, that's true. But we are Kohanim because we are members of Klal Yisrael. We all belong to that Mamlechas Koinim V'Goy Kodesh. And that is something we need to be very proud of. So this is the parasha of Mikroi Kodesh. It's a call to strengthen Am Kodesh. And for all of us to be proud to belong to Goy Kodesh.